What's up, wrestling fans? Welcome to episode number 300 of the Smark Out Moment Smack Talk podcast. I'm your host, as always, Tony Mango, and this is the Hot Tags edition of the week, where I'll be breaking down some of the current events, some of the rumors, some of the news, some of the gossip, and everything else that went down in the world of professional wrestling from the past couple of days. So this is a couple things to talk about here, and as I mentioned before, it's episode number 300. This is not our main event, obviously. We do have something coming up a little bit later on this week. I'm trying to sort that out a little bit here, but the running theme essentially was people wanted to just kind of hear us bullshit a little bit. So likely it'll be a Smack Talk scramble, and I'm telling you that ahead of time right now because we might be touching on some of the same topics that we're talking on here, and it'll kind of be like an extended Hot Tags plus a little bit of the all-talk show mixed in with a little bit more topics and a little bit of advanced predictions for No Mercy, and maybe we'll play the game, you know, a bunch of different things like that. But they still need to talk about the news just in case we don't go through the news. So, of course, we're doing the Hot Tags again. And a couple things that we have going on now, a lot of them are not actually all that positive. It's kind of a shame. But there are still things to talk about, whether they're positive or negative. One thing to mention is something that may or may not be true, so you have to take it with a grain of salt, but Rusev and Lana, according to some websites, have reportedly asked for their release from WWE. Again, nobody confirms that anything like this is necessarily true, and there is no confirmation that it's false. They've basically said that it's not true, but nobody ever really says that that is true when it happens. You know, nobody ever says, I really am trying to quit my job, and I'll tell you later about it. It's always, there's nothing to worry about, you know, don't believe what you've read online, and then eventually it all comes out and it turns out to be the same thing. And then they retroactively kind of go, yeah, you know, well, I couldn't speak about it at the time. So it's a possibility. There are also reports that Orton was pissed off at the way that things went down at SummerSlam as well, not just Rusev. And that the reason why they did that was because they really wanted to just sort of kick off their feud with something, and they didn't really know what, which is just bullshit to me. And that they also felt like they needed to give Randy Orton a win after losing so many times to Jinder Mahal doesn't really mean anything, and it's really annoying. And if I were Rusev, I would be pissed about that, because he just lost to John Cena, he just got his ass whooped by Randy Orton in record time, Lana's doing nothing now, she's just kind of hanging out with Tamina, and it's just a mess of a situation, so that's really frustrating. But don't necessarily believe it outright. If we see some new kind of things that are leading towards the idea of Rusev and Lana exiting the company, kind of like what Eva Marie did, where they removed like WWE from their accounts and stuff, then start thinking about it. But for now, I would advise just kind of contributing this to like just bullshit, you know. But we do know that Low-Ki has left Global Force Wrestling, and there were a little bit of back and forth reports about that and the reasoning why. Some of it came down to money, some of it came down to creative decisions, and now it seems like we're hearing more about the creative decisions being the case because he wanted to be in the world title picture. They were going to move him into the X Division title picture instead, and I guess he's kind of figuring that it's like, well, I'm not advancing in my career and such, and he's getting up there in age compared to some of the other people. So that's kind of shitty for GFW, but if he does enough acting on the side, and if he can do some other indie shows and stuff, I'm sure he'll be fine. And GFW is the type of position where Low-Ki wasn't going to save them, and his exit isn't going to really hurt them any more than anybody else's exit, so this is sort of like kind of a wash a little bit. It sucks for GFW because Low-Ki is talented, but it's not going to really hinder them too much. Talk about hindrances. WWE has decided to ban beach balls, at least at SmackDown last week. There hasn't been too much reports about that outside of last week's SmackDown, but that is something that has been popping up a lot now. A lot of people talking back and forth about whether or not that should be allowed, whether or not that should be banned, and it seems like a lot of people are actually pro-banning them. Now, this is my philosophy behind it. I know that some of you are going to disagree with me because we had a little bit of a talk on this on the Mega Maniacs, but my theory behind the beach balls is if you're so bored at a WWE event that you would be more concerned with what's happening with the beach ball, WWE's not doing their job. If you're entertained enough, you're not going to pay any attention to somebody with a beach ball. If you're somebody who brings a beach ball, what's the harm necessarily in a beach ball? I do agree it's a little bit disrespectful to the people in the ring because you're not paying attention, but that's also their job to be entertaining. Is it disrespectful to a television show, like a normal TV show, for you to change the channel if you don't like it? No. So the beach ball thing is kind of like, well, I'm at a live event and I can do the wave, or I can just, you know, go to the bathroom, or I can go get food just because I'm bored out of my mind. And instead, the people want to do the beach ball thing, and they want to try to kind of get the audience to have some more fun and stuff. And if there's an argument on WWE's part that it doesn't matter what the audience is doing as long as they're participating in some fashion, like it doesn't matter if you boo or you cheer, it's as long as they get a reaction, then the beach balls should be a positive thing, because at least that's getting a reaction. At least it's making it seem like somebody really cares about WWE in the audience and stuff. So I think it's kind of bullshit to ban the beach balls. I can kind of understand their philosophy behind it too, but the people that I think are going harping too much on the it's disrespectful train, I'd say tone it down a little bit. I don't think it's that disrespectful, but you can agree to disagree with me. And if that's so, leave your comments below and tell me what you think. Let's talk about titles. Asuka, if you have not checked out the spoilers for the next episodes of NXT, or actually, I think they even reported it on WWE.com. Asuka has vacated the NXT Women's Championship, and they're going to figure out what they're going to do with the title going forward, with one rumor being that the Mae Young Classic winner may be crowned the new champion. And again, spoilers, if you have not checked it out yet, that's down to Shayna Baszler and Kairi Sane. So possibly one of those two gets not only their debut in NXT, essentially, but they get the debut as the champion. I have not watched the Mae Young Classic first couple of episodes yet. I figured I would wait until maybe the weekend, watch those, and I'll talk about that when I talk about that. But the idea of the Mae Young Classic winner being crowned the champion, I don't know if I necessarily like that. I don't like the idea that they're skipping forward and immediately becoming the champion. The Cruiserweight thing was a little bit of a different story. Mae Young Classic, we have a lot of women in NXT already. So why ignore Ember Moon, Ruby Riott, Nikki Cross, Sonya Deville, and the other potentials like that? I think, if anything, it should be some kind of like a battle royal, and the winner of the Mae Young Classic gets to be entered in it. Maybe that would be a good way to do it, and then maybe you can even still have the Mae Young Classic winner win it. I don't know. More to be found out about that a little bit later on, I'm assuming. But there are also rumors that they might be adding another title to NXT as kind of like a mid-card title, because in their philosophy, why not, essentially, that they got a lot of talent, and a title could potentially kind of help that out a little bit. I'm a little bit on the fence about this, because I can see the value behind it, and I think that it might not be a bad idea, but it's not really necessary. Partially because, and this is not the right way that I think that it should have gone down, but we kind of have the United Kingdom title just sitting there doing nothing. And I think if they don't want to do the United Kingdom division, then those guys should have just been brought on to NXT. Mark Andrews should have been in 205 Live. I don't know if Tyler Bates actually able to qualify for that, but maybe. I don't really like Trent Seven and Wolfgang. So, to me, they could just be fired. It doesn't really matter. And Pete Dunne strikes me more as an NXT guy than anything else. So, I'd almost rather them just not have had that UK title and had a mid-card title. But then another thing is, what do you call it? You can't call it the next-gen champion. That's a little bit too on the nose. You can't call it the Intercontinental Champion. They're already doing that. Can't call it the United States because you're already doing that. The TV champion doesn't make much sense to me. The network champion, no. So, I don't know what they would really call that belt. And if they are going to call it something dumb, then I don't want it to begin with. If they can figure out a good name for it, a good design for it, and it's not going to water down the actual NXT title, then I can see that being a potentially good thing. Especially if we end up getting so many new people in NXT that they've got a wide enough roster where they can give the belt to somebody else. Like, if you're working with, say, who's the champion right now? The champion is Drew McIntyre, and he's got his whole thing with Adam Cole going around. Why not give the mid-card title to, like, No Way Jose, or Aleister Black, or Johnny Gargano, or, Yeah, there's a little bit of variety. Gun to my head, I would say they don't need the title, and I'm kind of hoping that that's the case, but it is just a rumor, so it might not be true. I don't know. Even though he wrestled on SmackDown this week, one of the news stories was that Mike Kanellis was in rehab for prescription drug addiction. That's strange to me, because if he is going through rehab, you'd think that they wouldn't really want him to be wrestling, especially after spending a couple of weeks not wrestling. But that could be a good sign. Maybe he already went through it. Maybe it's like a quick ordeal, or maybe it's not quite the way that it seems, but it seems to be like an actual thing. It's not like just like full-on rumors and stuff, because this was on Instagram, if I remember correctly, and they wouldn't have posted this on Instagram if it wouldn't have been the case. That could explain, though, why we haven't been seeing him so much, and that's not a good start for both Mike and Maria. Maria, you know, by guilty by association, but they haven't been in this company too long. Maria was in there before, so she's got a little bit of leeway, but Kanellis, Mike Kanellis, I mean, he has not been in the company to build up the tenure, and if he came in and within a short time frame they found out that he was basically addicted to painkillers or whatever he's addicted to, I'm assuming that that's what it is, then that's not good for his image, and I got a feeling he's not going to really succeed all that well. He already made peace with the idea that he's a jobber, it seems, so that might be where his future is, but that sucks. And hopefully he kicks the habit and everything, and this is this new story that we find out it's much ado about nothing. But we also have two injuries to report on. That's going to be the final topic to talk about here today. Samoa Joe and Xavier Woods both suffering knee injuries at live events. Obviously Joe for a Raw one and Woods for a SmackDown one. The original plan for Raw this week was going to be Samoa Joe facing John Cena, which wouldn't have made really any sense to me. And Xavier Woods, obviously, is still a part of the New Day, and they've got their upcoming title match, whenever that's going to happen. I'm assuming Hell in a Cell, maybe earlier than that. He might not be out for too long, though. The report that I was reading said he could be 1 week or like 4 to 6 weeks. So he could, realistically, like, New Day can win those titles without him even wrestling in the match. So he can just kind of sit off on the side and do his own thing with the Francesca 2 Turbo. Samoa Joe, on the other hand, I don't know exactly how far he's going to be out, but it didn't seem from what I had read that it was too big of an injury, so that's good. I have no idea what their plans are as far as like how they're going to use Samoa Joe, No Mercy, because they decided to go with that Roman Reigns match, and with him and John Cena, I don't know. Do we get like Samoa Joe versus The Miz? That seems pretty strange to me, unless Samoa Joe's supposed to be a babyface in there, and I don't know, it's kind of odd, but it'll be interesting to see how they manipulate this situation, what they do with Samoa Joe going forward, and how they can kind of get around Xavier Woods. Woods is obviously a lot easier, but hopefully they both come back very, very soon, and WWE doesn't fuck it up. But that's it for the hot tags for this week, everybody. Make sure that you leave your comments below, tell us what you think about these topics, and if anything else happens throughout the week, drop them in the comments below too, and I'll try to respond to that, or we'll pick up the conversation back up on our Smack Talk Scramble. And yeah, that's it. So the next time that you guys are going to be hearing my voice is going to be that IWC outreach with the Ask Him and whatnot, and then that main event thing. And that's all I gotta say for now. So thanks for listening, everybody. Make sure you hit that subscribe button if you haven't done that already, and ring that bell and check off that you want to see the notifications for new uploads. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at SmarkOutMoment, and keep checking SmarkOutMoment.com for more of the articles and everything else coming your way there. So with that being said, this has been another Smark Out Moment, and I'm being counted out.